Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to Free Talk Live. The phones are open as always. If you want to join us here, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Coinbase admitting to a hack that happened, I think it was earlier this year or something like that. It wasn't like yesterday, but they're now copping to it. We can tell you a little bit about that on the way here. Plus, the latest out of California, the total state, the total authoritarian medical hellscape of California just got worse. They're requiring students at their schools, and apparently also private schools, to get vaccinated.
That is super interesting. You would think that would be a policy of the institution, not of the state.
I didn't think they could do that.
You wouldn't know California real well, apparently.
Clearly I don't.
They do whatever they want out there. We'll give you an update on what's going on there. But I want to start internationally here tonight because it's a big day in Venezuela. And we haven't talked about Venezuela for a little while, but every now and then we do like to check in there and see what kind of craziness is afoot, because it is pretty crazy there. Right now, more than 75% of Venezuelans are living in extreme poverty, not just normal poverty, which probably is fairly uncomfortable.
Wait, 75%?
This is according to a new study published this week as reported by Reuters. And this one is thehill.com reporting on this. The 2020 through 2021 National Survey of Living Conditions found the percentage of Venezuelans living in extreme poverty rose by nearly 10 percentage points from last year. According to the wire service, 67.7% last year to 76.6% this year.
Wow, that's a huge fall for, I believe they were the wealthiest country in Latin America.
At a time, time they were, decades ago.
Yeah, before socialism, really, from what I understand.
Roughly 95% of Venezuelans live in poverty when only looking at income levels, according to the study run by researchers from Andres Bello Catholic University, which surveyed 14,000 households in 21 of the country's 23 states between February and April of this year. Among the factors contributing to such dramatic poverty include fuel shortages. Remember, the country of Venezuela is a fuel manufacturer. They have all of the equipment there to produce plenty of fuel, but the centralized control economy created by the government and the government-run fuel company, PDVSA, if I recall correctly, is what they're called, they've been botching it up, and they can't even provide enough fuel to their own people, let alone the rest of the world at this point. It is an absolute nightmare.
If I recall correctly, I believe they haven't maintained the equipment, and
that's
as a result, it has basically failed, and so they can't extract the oil. And what oil is extracted to the degree that it was being extracted has basically like destroyed the environment, because it doesn't go anywhere.
And they can't take it out of the country because their ships have not been maintained.
Right.
And so it's just...
So it just sits around?
Well, I don't even know how much of it they're pumping now. I don't have all the details on what their current oil status is, but the last I saw, they were unable to provide their own people with enough oil that they needed to use to get around. So.
Yeah, they like nationalized it, I think.
This was decades ago.
Yeah, and it's just not been maintained since then. And of course, if you don't maintain something after you nationalize it, well, it won't work eventually, and it stopped working.
But we need to give the government full control of all our resources, so that way they'll help the environment.
Yeah, because it's really a great environment there with, like, waterways poisoned in Venezuela. You basically can't get clean water easily, and again, 95% living in poverty. According to the story here, they're having shortages on fuel. There's not enough job opportunities. COVID-19. These are the things they're citing. Of course, Venezuela was already on a downward trend big time before COVID-19. So it's not COVID-19's fault. It's the absence of opportunities that a sociologist from the university who worked on the report, he says it's sitting in front of the door of the house doing nothing, not because you don't want to do anything, but because there's nowhere to do it. The report comes as the country is mired in political and economic crisis, which includes shortages of critical supplies like medicine, food. They've got hyperinflation, of course, which we're going to touch on coming up here in just a moment, and a lack of power, according to the BBC. Guess who runs the power company?
Government.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sounds like, you know, it's funny. I don't know if maybe funny is not the right word, but it sounds like California.
We were talking about their power outages last night.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's, lots of power outages, and it's not good.
I thought the whole reason that Texas had a meltdown last year was because there wasn't enough government control during the snowstorm.
The Texas power outage where people were... What, were you there for that?
No, it was right after I got here, thank God.
Oh, okay, that's right.
I looked out.
Yeah, we looked into that story as well, and that, of course, you can tie directly to the government manipulation of that particular industry and all the various different regulations.
But, Ian, no, there just wasn't enough manipulation. That's why.
That's what the statists certainly want you to believe, and I'm sorry, but all of the evidence shows that centralized, controlled economies do not work. They don't understand how to allocate their resources. They don't understand how to set prices.
And it's because they don't have the correct signals.
Correct. Because to them, the signals don't matter. They can just use force. Whereas those of us who are in the marketplace, you know, Chris, you run a company. It's called ThinkPenguin.com. You're selling computer equipment.
Yep.
And if you list a product that people aren't buying... You, as the business owner, you get that signal pretty clear, right? Like, they're not moving off the shelves.
Oh, yeah.
If there's a product where it's not working real well, for those people that have bought it, they're going to complain. You're going to hear about it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And you're either going to do something about it and change your arrangement or not.
If something's not working, that's going to be a nightmare. So it's going to increase support costs, which are going to undermine whatever, value I would theoretically be getting the, profit.
Right.
And
because if you have to give support for every single product that goes out the door, it's just not worth doing.
Yeah, and it's definitely one of those things where government is, you probably won't get any support with government, but but imagine if you had an electric supplier and you call them up and your power's out, but they won't do anything, it's like, what do?
You leave.
Yeah, that's you flee is really the only option.
It's like my sister sent me this picture. I don't know if it was an official Austin City Instagram that posted this, but it was just a meme picture thing. But it was an informational meme thing. It said, just so you know, after October 1st, because of labor shortages, the cops won't be responding to any calls of, and it had a list of things. One was, most car accidents. One was prostitution, which is, okay, good.
That's great, yeah.
And there was other ones that said, theft. The cops won't be responding to those calls.
Just because they're too busy with other things.
And I was just making the point, if you socialize protection...
I have to wonder, how many calls do they get about prostitution?
Almost none.
Yeah, it's really weird.
Yeah, you would think that it probably won't have any impact on
the neighbors.
Probably some busybody neighbor looking out her window at some girl walking by and calling the cops, thinking she's turning tricks or whatever. So it probably happens because there's busybodies everywhere.
Yeah, that's true.
But the points that you guys are making are good here on the economy when, people are free to choose. When people are in the marketplace are able to act, they get those signals all the time from their customers, and they move on them. You don't have to ask for
some... You have to when there's competition.
You don't have to go to Congress, Chris, with your company.
Nope.
You don't have to go and ask Congress for permission to change your business model if something's not working, which is what the Postal Service has to do. If the Postal Service, which they're in the news, by the way, for cutting back delivery times this week, they've announced that first-class mail is... going to be slower than it has been in decades. It's going to be 1970s.
Already been slower.
Yes, they're slowing it down even more. They're saying mail that used to be, within 3 days is not going to be within 5 days to be delivered.
It's been saying 2 to 5 days on their ETAs for years now, I feel like.
Well, they're officially slowing it down, is what I understand. And that's, they always have to go to Congress to ask permission. Like, they've been talking about cutting down delivery from 7 days to 3 days or, you know, whatever, and they can't just do that. They have a bunch of bureaucrats they have to convince to make that change. So they're not nimble, they're not quick in any way, shape, or form. And is that really what you want for your power company? Is it really what you want for life, you know, affirming kind of technology that, you know, if you, like I said before, if you're on life support and power goes out, you know, you're probably going to die. Something really bad is going to happen to you. There's more coming up here on What's Happening.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com. Yeah!
6160. Ian, Bonnie, and Chris in the studio. And I want to say thanks to Robert Womack III. He is a silver amplifier, which means Robert is contributing $5 a month to the AMP program. And you can join him. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com. Although right now, credit card, debit card amps are not working at all. So we're working behind the scenes. It's slow going, dealing with merchant providers and things like that to try to, or merchant accounts.
Did
or whatever.
That just stop working?
It stopped working like 2 weeks ago. It was only brought to my attention within the last few days.
Interesting.
Anyway, it's not working, so PayPal is working. If you want to do PayPal, you can do that still over at amp.freetalklive.com, and hopefully we'll have some announcements to make about that sometime within the next week or two. I don't have any, you know, deadlines or anything like that, but this is the banking system for you. It's trying to navigate this nightmarish system that is really doesn't care about you or any of your, what you're doing. It's just absolutely awful. So amp.freetalklive.com. We got something new coming soon. So the number here, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. As we continue the story from thehill.com and looking at a report from Reuters on more than 75% of Venezuelans, this is up from like 66% last year. So it's now 76.6% of Venezuelans are living in extreme poverty. And 95%, according to their income levels, are living in just poverty.
95?
Yeah, in Venezuela.
Well, how is that 95 are in poverty and then 75 are extreme poverty?
So that would mean that roughly 20% of them are just in poverty and then 75% of them are in extreme poverty. So 75% being a portion of that 95.
Mm.
So the majority of their population is in extreme poverty. A smaller portion is just in poverty. And then 5% is in the middle class, I guess, or, you know, sure, there's still like...
There probably isn't the middle class, right?
It's yeah.
Probably more like the wealthy.
Yeah.
And because you have to remember that
the middle class goes
the
away.
Way socialism works effectively is you end up with a elite who, you know, get all sorts of government freebies and
yeah, that's a good point.
And they end up with mansions and all sorts of crazy stuff, and it's like everybody else ends up in extreme poverty, but you know, there's still a upper class and
sure.
Then basically no middle class.
Yeah, like the government agency heads, for instance, are gonna be in that upper class.
Right, right.
Whatever few business owners have been allowed to remain or have, for whatever reason, haven't fled the country.
Well,
that are government connected.
Probably because they're government connected and yeah. They're only ones allowed to operate.
Correct. So some argue that the mismanagement of the country's economy is to blame for the conditions, according to Reuters, and I would agree with that. Of course, there is no management of the economy that is necessary for success. In fact, any management is mismanagement, because anytime you've got a central government telling people what to do, telling businesses what they have to do, what prices they have to offer, things like that, because they do that in Venezuela. They will mandate prices.
Intervening and interrupting the natural flow of things.
Which is all governments do. That's essentially all they do. They put in roadblocks in the way of this sort of natural stream that is the marketplace that finds its level. It goes on its own. The invisible hand of the market. The government tries to invade and stop that from happening. And in Venezuela, they have done a darn good job of destroying the market. And that's not to say that there aren't still people out there trying to do their best and trying to make things work, but it is ugly. The administration of Nicolas Maduro has blamed the U.S. government sanctions,
of course,
for their reason behind the country's predicament, which is unfortunate that the U.S. federal government does give them that excuse. It would be much better for the U.S. government to just say, hey, we don't care. If you want to do business with Venezuela, because right now, I don't think you can legally sell products to Venezuela, can you, Chris?
That's a good question. I don't know. Is Venezuela? I don't think Venezuela is on the. I don't think there's an actual blockade on all of Venezuela, right? Mm. Isn't it just certain businesses and individuals?
That is a good question. I thought there was a total
now,
economic.
A better question is, would I be able to get product to Venezuela? And that's probably a big fat either no or yeah. It's like $300 for something that might cost $70 to Europe, shipping wise,
right.
Or maybe even less.
And so you don't have anyone trying to order from Venezuela?
No, they couldn't afford it even if they wanted to.
The U.S. has continued to give financial assistance to the country, including a recent contribution of $336 million in humanitarian and economic assistance. What a strange mixed signal. It's they're giving them millions of hundreds of millions of dollars, which, of course, you know goes to the government. But at the same time, they're saying there's economic sanctions on Venezuela. How can you have both policies simultaneously? That just doesn't make any sense at all.
Because people will vote for that.
People will vote for the idea of helping Venezuela, you mean?
Yeah, even if it all goes to the government.
Yeah, because that's not helping the people. Obviously, there's 95% of the people are in poverty.
Doing business freely with them would.
That's true, and that would be ending economic sanctions against that country, because then you could just, you know, they could just call you up and order a thing, or you could call them and, you know, buy something that they're offering. But whether you can or you can't, that's a good question. What the details are on the sanctions. They definitely are sanctioning government agents. That much is true. Government agencies can't have bank accounts in, like, you know, the United States. The people that work for them.
There's probably, like, seizures of cash for, Venezuelan nationals that are, you know, high-level players in the government, as far as, like, U.S. bank accounts that they might own, or properties or things of that nature.
And so having those economic sanctions gives the Venezuelan government, and by the way, the North Korean government uses the same excuse. Oh, the reason why we're starving is because...
Cuba, too.
Yep, exactly. The reason we're starving over here in North Korea is because of economic sanctions from the U.S. federal government.
Yeah, you know, the crazy thing is it's like, they probably... I don't want to say there's some truth to it, but it's certainly probably... It's like, it's probably a small portion of, like... There's some truth to it, but it's not to the degree that their own policies are causing their problem, you know?
No, of course not. If whether or not you can trade with the United States is not going to make or break you. You still have the rest of the planet that you can trade with. There are plenty of other places where you could get food and products and services and whatever. You don't need to have the United States. It'd be nice to have it, but you don't need to have it. And the thing is, it just gives them the excuse to blame the U.S. And if those sanctions weren't there, they wouldn't have that one. What else would they say? Who would they put the blame on in that particular case? Because you know they won't accept the blame themselves. Maduro isn't going to say, oh, shoot, these are all my, you know, my economic policies and my party's policies, so it's all of our fault. Of course they're not going to do that. But at least they wouldn't be able to blame the U.S. And by the way, the State Department says they've given more than $1.9 billion in financial assistance to Venezuela since 2017. And that's proof, in case you needed it, that giving people a bunch of money doesn't help their financial circumstances. Because if they don't have the financial intelligence to save the money or do something smart with it, like, you know, invest the money, then it's not going to help them.
Yeah. It sounds to me like it just went to the government, though.
Of course it did.
These policies tend just to hurt the little guy anyway, not the people they're actually after anyway.
Right. It, you know, bought Maduro his next set of meals because he's, you know, chubby and well-fed, whereas the rest of his country, the rest of his people are hungry. Well, they've got their own solutions over in Venezuela. They are going to redenominate the currency and knock six zeros off. We'll tell you what that means coming up here in...
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. President Biden paid a rare visit to Capitol Hill on Friday, urging patience as he sought to unite long-warring Democrats around a $1 trillion infrastructure proposal and salvage his broader economic agenda.
It doesn't matter when. It doesn't matter whether it's in 6 minutes, 6 days, or 6 weeks. We're going to get it done.
Why did you not challenge me? the party, Mr. President. Why has it been so challenging to unite the party? Why is the party united? Why is the party united? 50.
Come on, man.
A federal judge sentenced a January 6th rioter to probation on Friday. The same judge also suggested that the Justice Department was being too hard on those who broke into the Capitol, compared with the handling of those arrested during anti-racism protests following George Floyd's murder. This is USA Radio News. Justice Brett Kavanaugh has tested positive for COVID-19.
Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh has tested positive for COVID-19, the Supreme Court reported Friday. Mr. Kavanaugh, who has been fully vaccinated since January, was showing no symptoms when his positive test came back Thursday night. The 56-year-old wife and daughters are also fully vaccinated, and they tested negative on Thursday. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The National Organization of Public School Boards is calling on the Biden administration to protect its members from angry mobs of parents who protest COVID-19 restrictions placed on students and the teaching of critical race theory, characterizing the protests as domestic terrorism. Representing more than 90,000 school board members in the United States, they wrote in a September 29th letter to President Biden that the federal government must deal with the growing number of threats of violence and acts of intimidation occurring across the nation. This is USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Join us here. The number, if you want, 603-283-6160, especially if you've been to Venezuela in recent years, especially in the last year or so, because it just keeps getting worse. It's just problem on top of problem on top of government-created problem, and there's just no hope for the people there. I mean, until they can throw this government off somehow, and I don't agree with violence, but I understand that's what tends to happen in these situations. People get pushed to a breaking point. And it's amazing that the Venezuelan people have not hit that point. There were some pretty big protests a few years ago that were anti-Maduro, but they didn't get him out of office. He's still sitting pretty, sitting fat and tubby. He's eating great while 75% of the people are considered in extreme poverty.
Yeah, it's interesting. I knew when I was growing up, I knew a girl who and her family who fled Venezuela back then. Mm-hmm. And this would have been in the 90s or early 2000s, probably early 2000s. And it was bad then. It was going in the It was going in the bad direction. And then
I saw it coming. Good for
them. A decade ago, I know somebody who went to Venezuela and they got robbed. And this was like in a good part of Venezuela. And so it's definitely bad. And that was like a university and everything too that he was at. So it was like
somebody steal his phone. That's a pretty popular
It was
thing.
A laptop.
Yeah,
it was a laptop.
Here's how they're gonna solve their problems. They've got a plan. In Venezuela, all this poverty, they know what to do. They're going to do exactly what they did 3 years ago. In August of 2018, I believe is when it was, that in Venezuela, they knocked five zeros off of the currency. and now they're going to knock six off of the currency.
I'm a little confused. Are people even using the Venezuelan currency still?
Well, the good news, if there is any good news, is that in Venezuela, they are allowed to use dollars sort of unofficially.
Right.
It's being tolerated by the government there. They're not arresting people for doing it or anything like that. So stores have started to convert their product costs, their pricing, to dollars.
Why don't they just mint a trillion bolivar coin?
That's like the same level of stupid that we're talking about here. Because you were referencing the proposals that have been made here in the United States to pay down the debt and the debt ceiling. That's a current issue here in the U.S. We talked about that earlier this week. And this is sort of a similar kind of concept where they're just doing crazy money manipulation. And, okay, imagine this. I mean, it's hard for Americans to imagine this, right? Because the highest increment of the dollar that we have is a $100 bill. Now, in the past, there were $500 and $1,000 bills in the United States. They got rid of those due to, quote-unquote, money laundering and drug dealing or whatever, if I recall correctly. That was their excuse for getting rid of those bills. So in the U.S., we haven't had hyperinflation yet as a problem. We're dealing with inflation. They are inflating the money supply, and they've constantly been doing that. But in Venezuela, it has gotten so bad that right before they did this currency redenomination, one U.S. dollar was worth roughly 4 million bolivar. And so they're knocking off, they're knocking off six zeros starting today. October 1st, if you have a million bolivar note, you can go to the bank and exchange that for a single. Just try to imagine that in the, you know, in the United States, right? That's pretty significant.
You know, I thought the inflation here in the United States with the dollar was bad.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine hyperinflation.
No, I mean, and they are living in that reality there. I remember when
they just got there a little bit sooner than us, I think.
Yeah, and they're stuck in it.
Yeah.
Because it just keeps getting worse and worse, and the central bank, this is all they have. Like, okay, well, the numbers have gotten too big. Let's just arbitrarily chop off six zeros off the back end of this. Venezuela unveils new banknotes today to once again slash zeros off its currency. This coming from France24.com. Battered by runaway inflation that has compounded the country's economic collapse and left many struggling to put food on the table, the national economy has shrunk by 80%. Imagine around you 80% of the stores closing. Like, we're seeing some pretty bad, like, for the United States, what we're in right now, it seems pretty bad, right? Like, you can go downtown where we live, which New Hampshire has one of the lowest unemployment rates of the entire country right now, and yet every place is hiring. And a lot of places aren't even open all week. Places that previously have been open 6 days a week are now open three.
Yep.
One of the popular restaurants that we like to go to, there's a Jamaican place here in town. They're closed 3 out of 4 days of the week. They've raised their prices. There's been a hiring sign out there for months and months. I don't remember the last time they didn't have a hiring sign out. Every business you go, we were at a taco place just yesterday, Bonnie, and guess what? They had a hiring sign up. I mean, it's every single place I go to. There's hiring signs up. There's not enough people to fill the jobs that are available, and places can't open for the hours that they need to be open. There used to be a place called the Red Arrow Diner, 24-hour-a-day diner. You can go there at 4 in the morning, get order whatever you want.
Can't that was in Keene?
No, was never in Keene. Oh. There's several of them in New Hampshire. All of them are now no longer 24 hours.
That's so lame.
And when I asked the owner, who I happen to know, why, he said he couldn't find the people.
That's one thing I have been thinking is missing from, like, the restaurant selection here. I said to Ian recently, like, you guys don't...
24-hour?
Well, not just that. I said recently, like, you guys don't have an IHOP. And the thing I like about IHOP is going there at, like, midnight.
Yeah. It is nice to have that. And it is a surprise that in a college town, there's not even one. You would think there's enough people in Keene to survive, you know, to sustain one 24-hour, but certainly not now.
Yeah.
You can't find anybody to work, even if you could.
Yeah.
You know, even if you had the money to invest in and, you know, open up a Red Arrow here or something like that, you'd just be throwing money down a hole. You know, you can't find people.
Yeah, it's interesting. Keene actually did have a number of 24-hour, more 24-hour places than I would think in a town this size.
True. Previously.
Previously.
But the grocery store that was 24 hours is no longer.
Yeah, yeah, there was
until COVID.
Yeah, there was it was like a McDonald's and grocery store and
I think is the McDonald's still 24?
I think they're Walgreens. I think was 24.
They were closed for a whole Sunday recently.
That's right, because they didn't have any staff, right?
Yeah. I've never seen a McDonald's close for a
ever.
Whole
yeah. Yeah, yeah,
crazy. So like we look at this and we say, okay, things are bad. But now imagine 80% of those businesses just closing entirely or going down to like 1 or 2 days a week, you know, limited hours. You can come in at noon and they close at 3 or something, right? Like the economy's down 80%.
I mean, when you've got nothing on the shelf anyway,
yeah.
It doesn't necessarily, you know, make any sense to be open.
So this is 80% since 2013, and the oil price crashed and output dwindled during decades of underinvestment, U.S. sanctions, and mismanagement by successive socialist governments. The latest devaluation is the third devaluation of their currency in 13 years. So, and I think they go over it here. We'll get into it here in just a moment. We'll give you the total number of zeros that have been slashed off the back end of the bolivar in the last 13 years. And gives Venezuela the dubious distinction of becoming the South American country to have removed the most zeros from its currency. 7 1 million Bolivar notes, which is the highest denomination and hard to come by, were needed to pay in cash for one loaf of bread in the once rich oil producing nation. 7 million Bolivar for one loaf of bread. Consumers have struggled to make payment for even the most basic goods or services, and public sector workers have found themselves receiving salaries paid in millions of bolivars that are effectively worth nothing.
Yeah, I mean, and I don't even think people understand like fully like what it means for hyperinflation. By the time you actually get your paycheck,
it's worth less.
It's worth less. Yeah. It's I mean, you basically don't have. It's not worth anything. It's like, you know, in the beginning of the week, you know, it was worth something.
Yeah.
Whatever you were getting paid, but by the end of the week, it you know, wasn't worth anything.
Teacher Mareles Guerrero, age 43, told the AFP, quote, "We earn fortnightly less than $3.
What is fortnightly?
I believe a fortnight is 2 weeks, if I recall correctly. You'll have to double check me on that. But $3. Less than $3 every 2 weeks. There's more, though. We'll tell you about it coming up here. And the history, just the ridiculous history of the Venezuelan government just continuing to lop zeros off the back end of their currency. And they always have to rename it, too, right? So it's still the Bolivar, but it was Bolivar Fuerte, then the Bolivar Soberano. What's the new one called? We'll tell you about that coming up here in moments. You can join us as well. 603-283-6160 here on Free Talk Live.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, and of course, you can bring up what you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
Also, I want to make sure you know about Intercoin. Intercoin can help you if you've got a business or an organization. You can launch your own currency or raise money using your own token. And Intercoin.org has now launched worldwide. If there's a token you want to launch or an app you want to build for your community, go to Intercoin.org. And you can enter your email there, and the team will get in touch and learn about your needs. While you're there, if you want, you can get some Intercoin investor tokens for yourself. Head over to intercoin.org. We're talking about the Venezuelan government knocking six zeros off of their currency. So try to imagine, you know, if you had 10,000 U.S. dollars and the U.S. government did the exact same thing, they would then exchange you would then have to exchange your $10,000 for 1 cent. That's the equivalent, because knocking six zeros off, that's what they're doing in Venezuela. A million bolivar is now worth one bolivar in Venezuela. We'll tell you more about that coming up here as we go to your phone calls and thoughts. We've got Bob listening on DLive on DLive.LRN.FM. Go ahead, Bob. Do we have Bob? Bob going once. Bob, DLive listener, going twice. That's weird. He was there earlier. We'll give him another chance a little bit later, see if he can. Maybe he's got a bad cell phone connection or something like that. Again, the number here is 603-283-6160. So back to the story here from France 24. They're just kind of talking generally about the economic situation there where, and according to one teacher, she's making less than $3 per fortnight. And I believe that is, if I recall correctly, 14 days, right? Yeah, 2 weeks. British term for 2 weeks. So less than $6 a month to be a teacher in Venezuela. I
mean, how do you eat on that? Like, I'm just trying
to
think. You like,
lose weight because you barely can eat. Like, it's a different economy, right? So, you know, maybe that buys...
But that's still not going to buy you a whole lot of food. I mean, I'm trying to think, like, how much rice can you buy and can you live off of that amount of rice?
if you can even find it.
That's right. Like,
it's a desperate situation over there. Rent for an apartment in a modest suburb of the capital costs about $150, while a basket of basic groceries for a family of five costs about $220. Most payments in Bolivar are done by debit card and bank transfer, but 70% of transactions are now conducted in U.S. dollars in the country, according to private sector estimates, and prices on many shop shelves are displayed in the U.S. currency in order to keep things simpler. Because otherwise you have to constantly raise the price. If you're pricing in Bolivar, then like every hour you're probably out there crossing out the old price.
Yeah.
And then a new price.
It's, you know, what's funny is I have a little bit of experience with this, having to raise prices. Mm-hmm. And it's a pain. It's a real pain.
Yeah, you've got a big inventory, too. Yeah. The more stuff you got, the more of a pain it is.
I don't even have that many. I have, you know, maybe 100 products or so in my company's catalog, and just going through and changing all those prices,
yeah, takes time.
It's a pain, yeah.
Yeah, I used to work at Walmart, and one of my jobs was, like, I had a little machine with the sticker and print out the new price and put it into the thing. I never really thought about it. That was inflation.
Yeah.
It is. Obviously there's, like, sales and things like that that happen, but...
Well, yeah, if it was something on sale and I was changing, like, a whole end cap for, oh, this is a sale price, but it wasn't normally that.
So here's the history of the Bolivar, a short one, because they mentioned earlier that it has redenominated three times in 13 years. So the first time was in 2008, when they knocked three zeros off their currency. So imagine $1,000 going to one. And that was under Hugo Chavez, who died, and then Nicolas Maduro took over, and then they eliminated five zeros off of their currency in 2018. Now, we weren't following Venezuela closely in 2008. There wasn't much that crossed our desks about it, but we were watching very carefully the news about Venezuela in 2018 when this happened.
I'm just thinking, like, didn't they have a problem with paying the money printers?
They did.
I mean,
because they don't have their own money printers.
Nobody's
going to accept it out.
Nobody's going to accept their currency for the printing of the currency,
yeah,
because they don't print their own currency.
Right.
So
they have to pay in like euro or something.
Right.
Like that.
So the question is, where did they get the money for that?
Well, at one point they didn't have it.
Right.
Because the money printer said, we're not going to print anymore for you unless you can pay your bill.
Maybe it was the dollars the United States sent them?
Maybe. That's a good point. Yeah, the dollar, the U.S. sent $1.9 billion to give Venezuela aid. Maybe they used that to pay off their money printer. Because somebody's printing their money right now. Maybe they changed it. Maybe they went to a different printer. Because I'm sure there's more than one of them out there.
It's interesting. So I've actually seen a driver's license for Venezuela, and it's literally just printed off with a laser printer.
Mm.
Like, that's how it is. So I'm wondering if, I mean, the currency's got to be have some more protection than that.
You can see it. It's actually, we've got a 500 Bolivar. That's the old Bolivar Fuerte note there on the wall.
Are there are there security measures in that?
I think so. I mean, feel free to grab it and give it an examination.
It's a strong Bolivar.
Yeah, that's what Fuerte stands for in Spanish, which they then changed. So originally it was the Bolivar. Then they knocked three zeros off. It became the strong Bolivar, which, of course, is the opposite from the truth, right?
It got weaker.
Yeah. If you're knocking off zeros off of your currency, it is by definition not as strong as it once was. And then in 2018, they redenominated, knocked five zeros off, and they changed the name from the Bolivar Fuerte to the Bolivar Soberano, which stands for Sovereign Bolivar, another laughable name. And you're now holding up the two Bolivar note from, they got some dolphins on there. It's kind of nice.
It looks like there is some amount of security features.
Some micro printing on there.
Yeah,
there's like these shiny squares here.
Yep, shiny.
I don't know if it's a whole lot, but there is a little bit.
Yeah, and they're, you know, different size notes, I think, if I recall correctly. They're color, like you would expect. They're not the most horribly ugly money, you know, on the planet, but they're just not worth anything.
Yeah, I'd rather have a pretty little picture of a bird than a picture of a stupid building.
A building, yeah, like in the U.S. Yours is the 500 Bolivar note. And again, they knocked five zeros off of these notes in 2018. And at the time, we were watching it. There's a really excellent website. I always love to mention this site, dollartoday.com. Go there today, and you will see what the current black market rate, because there's always an official rate from the government of Venezuela, and I have not yet heard what their official exchange rate is going to be. Like, if you walk into a bank and you give them a dollar, what amount of, like, you're insane to do that, but if you were to walk into a bank and give them a dollar in Venezuela, there's an official amount of Bolivar that they will hand to you. And then there's the real amount of bolivar that a dollar is worth, and that you can only get on the black market in Venezuela. And so what Dollar Today does is they have people in Caracas who are going to these black markets. There may be one in Peru, but it's the capital of Venezuela. It's a big city in Venezuela. So they've got people in the black market exchanges in Venezuela, and they call in or, you know, email or whatever, and they say, all right, well, here's what a dollar is worth today in Venezuela Bolivar. So today is the first day of the new Bolivar. So if you go to dollartoday.com, it shows that $1 will get you five Bolivar.
I'm curious what it's, you know, what's the loss in value on its first day? Because
tomorrow and you'll find out.
Right, right. Because, and the reason I wonder is because I believe the last time they did this, it immediately dropped in value from the very moment they started, like, handing them out.
Yep. And that was what I was going to mention was, like I said, we were watching when it happened last time.
Yeah.
And I might not have gone on the same day, but like the next day or something like that. Yep. And it was like 75 to 1.
Did you go today?
I'm looking at it right now. 5.05 to 1. But yesterday it was 4 million to 1. So again, they knocked off six zeros. And so that's the thing. Like, what's it going to be at the end of a week? What's going to be at the end of the first month? You damn well better believe it's going to start skyrocketing as soon as, you know, they take the wheels off this thing. So the number here is 603-283-6160. Back to the story here. So with Friday's change, a million bolivars overnight becomes one, still the equivalent of about 25 U.S. cents. And now it's 20 cents. So at the time they did it, it was 25 cents, and now it's 20 cents. In Venezuela's border regions, besides the dollar, it's also common to pay for goods in Colombian pesos or Brazilian reais and even grams of gold. In the rest of the country, cash is used almost exclusively for purchasing public transport tickets, but even this presents a headache as notes are scarce and can only be obtained by standing in long lines at the bank. I'll buy your dollar! Children with thick wads of bolivar bills yell at buses that, along with bus stops, have become informal currency exchange offices. Quote, we pay $1 for 4 million bolivars. The fare costs $2 million, said William Hernandez, a 56-year-old bus driver. The government will issue new banknotes in denominations of 5, 10, 20, 50, and 100 bolivars, as well as the 1 bolivar coin after Friday's change. So how long will it be before they issue the 10,000 bolivar note, the 50,000 bolivar note, and the 100,000? The end of the year? Next year?
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.